Why can't he cut off the grace with him? Rashi says, if he goes, what's the purpose of the goy? If he should loisten him the gas to meya. The goy is going to take these grapes and put it into his vat. That's tamei. If so, the gurim tumah, you are going to cause something to become tamei. Shenitnu legas, that's going to be put into the gas l'shen drichu, u'drichos into tamei. That you're going to, when the goy will press it in the vat, it's going to become tamei. Now, v'koydim dricha vadla mekabu tumah. Before the goy presses the grape was not hukshla kabu tumah. There's stumble hukshru, no water came on the grapes yet, it's not hukshra. So right now, when you're cutting off the grapes, true, it's not tamei, but you're helping the goy do this in amanas to be metama the grapes. So that's awesome. And Rashi and Zofuk Sover, our Tana holds also ligrim tuma l'chulin sheberet Yisrael. Chulin that's in Eretz Yisrael, peiros that are chulin that grow in Eretz Yisrael, it's also to be metama them. Well, the reason is because from these peiros, you're supposed to take off chumas and maisrus. And it comes out now, it's going to be tamei. So it's also to make Paris now to swirl tamei. Even chum, like it's a gzera. Since in Eretz Yisrael, you have chum around, and chuma you're not allowed to make tamei. So therefore, even when the Paris chulin, our tan holds, there's an issa mit rabbonin, not to make Paris chulin. Even though it's chulin, you can't be matamid in Eretz Yisrael. Well, since the Gemara, we don't pass like this. At least the Zman HaGemara, the Zman HaMishnah, when Eden were tor, when they had the Mechatis, so there was this Gezera, you're not allowed to be Metama, Paris of Chulin. So therefore the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to help a Goy cut off his grapes, because like you're helping him now, make it the Tomei. So you can't help the Goy make his Paris Tomei. But the Mishnah says now, what's going to be Yisrael Shuwaisa Betuma? Let's say you have a Jew, that's like does Averis, he doesn't care, he makes his grapes tamei. He's not makbe, he doesn't keep his grapes for tyre. He's over the sis of the Rabbonin, that we know the Jew himself is metama, his peris. So Yisrael shuwaisa betuma, now the locher is loy dorchim. Another Jew that's like tzadik, that knows the loch is not allowed to work with him. You're not allowed to help him along, crush his grapes. The question is why? I, the first Jew, already started to crush his grapes, so he was already metama the grapes. So why is it worse? Like the Mishnah says, a Jew is allowed to help a goy. And the answer here is, since the first person is a Jew, he's doing an avera. For him, it's an avera to be metama his peris. So if another Jew would come along and help him, that's an is of mesayeya hidayev avera. You're helping another Jew that's doing an avera now. So even though the Jew did the avera already, he was ready metama his peris, but you're not allowed to be mesayeya. You can't help him along, because by the Messiah, the Yogi Aver, will soon see Rashi. Rashi says, because it's marvel him to do more. Like, you're being Mechazikim. If a person is doing an Avera, even though he did the Avera, but if you're going to help him along now, you're like being Mechazikim. So next time he'll do it again. He'll keep on doing the Avera. So it's also for a Jew to help along another Jew doing Avera, even though the Avera would be done without you. That is not Lifna Iver to Sita Mitchell. Lifna Iver is, if the person's going to do it because of you, so you can't cause him to do the Avera right now. Here the person is doing the Avera and he'll do it without you. Still, you can't be Messiah. You're not allowed to help another Jew do the Paris. Would rechos in the week of Tomason, Kishinas and Mashkin and Tamadegas. And Rashi says, we also Messiah the Avera, not allowed to help along another Avera. El portion of him, you have to go away from them. Rashi says, why? You should not give him chizik, that he'll be ruggle, he'll be used to doing it again. Make sure you don't help him along. Right. But by a guy we had a smutter, because the guy is not doing an avera. He doesn't have any mitzvah to keep it Torah. See what the Mishnah says with another Jew, Ladorchim Leboysim Imoi. Avobot Malichim Imoi Chavis. After the wine was made already, now a new action of just carrying the barrels to the wine, Legas. You want to help him bring barrels to the gas. You're also Mavin Imoy Minagas. You're allowed to help him now take the wine from the vat to the stores. That you're allowed to do. Why? Because this is called a new action. It's not the Avera itself. The Avera was done already. The action of crushing the grapes, that's like part of the Maisa Avera. That's also to help him along. But a new action, it's not part of the Avera. There's no issa be Misayel of the Avera. It's only Misayel in the action of the Avera that he's doing, of the crushing the grapes. But here it's a second action already. It has nothing to do with the first maisa. Therefore, this you're allowed to help him along. The same halacha is nachtum. Let's say you have a baker, a Jewish baker, shu oise betuma, that he's not mak, but he'll make his dough betuma. Even though he's tamei, still he'll work with the dough. So you know he's going to be metame his dough, which our town holds is also midrabbonin. It's also to be metame peiros chulin in Eretz Yisrael. So the same thing, if so, loy loshin, another Jew, should not help him along. You're not allowed to knead with him, loy orchim, you can't braid the dough with him, because you be mechiyeh, you're the ergavera. By helping him knead the dough, that's when the dough becomes tamei, you're not allowed to help him along. Avol but, molichini my pasta palter. But after the bread was already baked, like the gevera was done already, now you're allowed to help him bring this bread to the baker. So Rashi says, the part Rashi says, Shoifas the part, Rashi is a chiddush. The mashma, after he finished kneading the dough, once the dough is finished, now you're allowed to help him take the bread to the baker. It means to bake the bread. Like in the Marathon, not everybody had an oven like we have. You used to make your dough at home and then bring it to the baker and he would bake it for you. So Rashi is a chiddush. That once the dough was finished, you'll not even help him take the dough to the baker. I think Toys argues. Toys says, Toys doesn't like this pshat, Toys says, because I should have said the word tana already. Toys holds this would be awesome. To help him bake the bread, that would be still part of the avera, you're still forming the bread. The Mishnah means, after the bread was baked already, now you're allowed to be the truck driver, and just take the bread to the store. Right. Omer Afuna. Afuna says like this. Omer Afuna. Yayin wine. He argues on the Mishnah. Afuna holds Yayin kivon shehischoli moshech oise yayin esach. Wine, as soon as it starts to drip down from the grapes, even though it's in the vat itself. Let's say you have a slanty vat and you start to crush the grapes on top and the juice starts to drip down. As soon as the juice leaves the grapes, it's already called wine. At least for Hilchos Yayin Nesach. And if a guy would touch that juice, there would be Nisa Yayin Nesach on it. So not like our Mishnah. According to him, it would be awesome to buy the juice from the vat, because the vat itself must probably start to drip down the juice. See, he holds, once the juice starts to drip down, it's already considered Yayin Nesach. Rashi says, Shisku Moshech, Shagas also be Moshech, let's say the vat was made slanty. Umishor Shu Nimshech Mitzad El, Mitzad Takh, and Kori Yayin. When the juice starts to drip down from the top part to the bottom part, right away it's called wine. And if a guy touches it then, there will be the Yisra Yainess. So Mar says, is this true? How could you argue on the Mishnah? Tanan says, now Mishnah, Leuching Ragas Buta Menot Gechovim, you're allowed to buy this vat, you're allowed to buy grapes, crushed grapes, from the vat. And the Yafo Pish and Leif Tabiot, even though the guy picked up the grapes there, Venosna Tapur, he put it a second time on top of the big pile, still it's mutter. So for sure, the guy is touching the juice in there. So according to Rav Huna, the juice is already wine. It should be nisi yayin esach. Rav Huna answers, if now Mishnah so far is not a question. Maybe you can answer our Mishnah, the gas pekuka. We're talking about this vat is stuffed up. There's the bottom hole where the juice runs out, is clogged up. Umalei, and the vat is filled to the top. But since it's filled to the top, there's no place like that the juice leaves the grapes. At all places it's mixed together. If the vat is filled up with the juice there, with the grapes, so whenever you press it, it's never considered the juice is like leaving, running away from the grapes. It's always mixed up together. So that's the case of the Mishnah, that since in this vat it's all filled and there's no leaking, so there's no wine leaving the grapes. It's not called Nimshach Min Anovim, so therefore there's no Yayin Nesach. Maybe our Mishnah is still good. So where it says, no, Toshma coming here. It says now Mishnah, V'eine oise yayin esach at yor the bor. Our Mishnah says, when does the wine become wine? Only when it comes into the pit in front of the vat. So mashma, though, in the vat itself, it never becomes wine. So where it says, no, maybe there's no kashan on Rav Huna yet. Hochinam here also, I could answer you, V'gas pekuka malaya. Talking about this vat is clogged up. The bottom hole is clogged up. Nothing is leaving. Or malaya, it's filled pretty high with the grapes and the juice. So therefore, even according to Rav Huna, the juice never like left the grapes yet, so therefore it's not so called wine. Now the Gemara says, no, that still can't be. Torah Shema, being the final proof, says the Mishnah clearly, Yorad Labor, that when the juice starts to drip down into the bor, now it's mashed, but it's not clogged up anymore. Now the whole of the vat is opened up. and the juice is starting to run down into the bore in front of the vat. It says clearly now, when is this wine called wine? Yorad labor, when the juice comes into the pit in front of the vat, that's called Yayin Eser, that's called wine. And the Mishnah says clearly, Masha Bebor Oser, where Rashi learns, if the guy now touches this juice in the bor, that's called wine. That would have an is of Yayin Eser. But it says clearly in the Mishnah, the Ashar Muta, the rest of the juice that's still left in the vat, even though here it's open and dripping and running down, even though the juice already left the grapes, it's not called wine yet. Not like Rav Huna. So Chor Tzakash and Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna argue in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah's Mashma calls the man the juice is in the vat, even though it leaves the grapes, it's still not called wine yet. There's no way to Yaynes if the guy touches it. Skmar says, on the Rav Huna like Kash, Rav Huna says, not a question on me. I'll tell you, can the Mishnah Rishoyna, can the Mishnah Achroyna. True, there was two shittas in the Mishnah. There was a Mishnah Rishoyna that held it was also, but later on the Tanoim himself was Chayzah, and they held it was Mutter. There's the Mishnah Rishoyna and the Mishnah Achroyna. It's like this, that for Rishoyna at the beginning, in the Bzman HaTanoim, Hayoimim, they said the Lachas were Beis Dalad Dalad. We'll soon see. There's a Simonim. First they said the Lachas was ain't the basis for Boitzrim. First you said, like now Mishnah, and the Boitzrim, the Mordekichov, and the Gas. You're not allowed to cut off, help the guy cut off the grapes. I'm not to put it into the vat. Why not? She'osa ligroim tumah l'chulun sheberetz Yisrael. That's what our Tanah of our Mishnah holds. That there's nisim and rabbonin, teiris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's belonged to a guy, still, why says to hold that the Kenyan Akum is not maskiya kedushas Eretz Yisrael, still it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on it, and the Peris are still Mechuyev and Trumas and Isis, so they're Xeris and the Midrabonin not to make these Peris Tamei. So if we now want to help a guy cut off the grapes, since you know he's going to put these grapes into his Tamei de Gavat to make them Tamei, you're now going to help him along. And secondly, V'yein Dorchim, next Dalet stands for Dorchim, you can't help press. V'yein Dorchim im Yisrael, Shoyse Peresa Betumah, that if you have a Jew that does Averis, at least these Averis, he's not makbid to keep his fruits tahor, even though he has a vat that's tamei, he'll put his grapes inside there and press the grapes there. So it's also for another Jew to help him. Why? Because she'osa l'sayeya yidei ovri Avera. There's a new issim of the Rabbanin, not because of my evil is ita michshol, even though this Avera now is done already. The Jew already started to press his grapes. So the Jew already did the Avera. He made these grapes tummy already. Therefore, by a goy, you're allowed to help him. But by a Jew, you're not allowed to be mechazik a Jew to help him do an Avera, even though he did it already. The Rashi says, because you'll be marvelin, you'll make him used to, you'll feel good, you'll make him used to doing the Avera a second time, a third time. That's not Lefneiva. Lefneiva is only this time you can't help him do it. But as new is the Messiah, you can't help a Jew do an Avera, because you'll be marvelin, you'll make him used to doing the Avera more. So these two things are also. Now the second dalad was Avodorchim Imloivnikov and Begas. But if the guy is the one that owns this wine press, and he already started to press the wine, now it's mutter for Jew to help him along. And why? Because there's no Messiah, like Rashi said before, because the guy is not doing an Avera. There's no Avera for a guy to be Metamrit. I, the actual Tumah, it took place already. As soon as the guy started to press, right away it was done. So therefore, the Jew now was allowed to help him finish off the process. And the Chiddush here is, for Loi Chashin l'Rav Huna. At the beginning, the first Tanoim held, we're not afraid of Rav Huna Shita, because even though the juice left the wine already, but in the vat it's not called wine, we don't say Rav Huna's Chiddush, that Yain Kivet Shishchel Moshe Chayse Yain Nesach, no. Calls them on the juice is in the vat, it's not called wine, there's no issa yainesach here, therefore nothing is also banor, you're allowed to even drink it, and therefore you're allowed to help him, you can work with him, and you can even receive pay, it's not called you're getting pay from Yisuri Anor. That's what the first Mishnah holds. But Chazru, the Chazru, but later on the Tanoim retracted and they held the Roshita. The Chazru Laim, then later they retracted and said like this. Now they do hold like Rav Huna. For Chazru Laim again, Dalet Beis Dalet. Hilchas Dricha, Betzira and Dricha again. Like this. Ein Dorchem Yemoyev Bekechov in Begas. Now they said no. You're not allowed to work with the guy even to press the wine in his vat. You're not allowed to help him press the wine, press the grapes in his vat.
Why not? What's the yisur? There's no yayin nesach yet. Yes, there is yayin nesach. Mishun the rafuna. We hold that they hold now like rafuna, that as soon as the wine starts to leave the grapes, it's called wine already. So therefore, now by the goy, he's making it yayin nesach. And so it's us of the Jew to work there. Whether it's exerim, maybe you'll drink from it, or pasha, because it's us of banor. Once the wine becomes us of banor, you can work with that wine. Because you're getting pay from Yisuri Anor, that's us, that's part of the Yisuri Anor. So now you're not a work crew for pay. Now, if Kamina would be, if you want to do it without pay, which could be still be Yasa, because you may come to drink from it. But to take pay for sure is Yasa. Yemishum, why the Rapuna? We hold like Rapuna. And also they say now, V'yein Boitzim Yisrael Shesh Peresa Betu.